This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon says the U.S. is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump renewed threats to send captured Islamic State fighters to Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war. And we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war. And they can try them, do what they want. So far, they've refused. And at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you either take them back or we're going to let them go at your border.
Trump said Friday that he is continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria. And this is not the first time Mr. Trump has chastised Washington's European allies over the issue of IS foreign fighters. In February, after tweeting the IS caliphate was ready to fall, the president took allies to task over their reluctance to repatriate the captured fighters. Hurricane Lorena skirts east coast of the Mexico's Baja. Hurricane Lorena now moving east of Baja California Peninsula, prompting new warnings and watches for coastal areas, but apparently sparing a direct hit in the resort-studded Twin Cities of Los Cabos. This is VOA News.